Father, we just thank you for your presence in this place. We ask, Abba, that you manifest your glory. We desire to feel your loving arms wrapping around each of us. And we want to know your Abba, Father love personally and intimately. Jesus, we know that you care about us. You want us to cast all our cares upon you, so we do that right now. You don't want us to have any burdens, so we release them and we give them to you. Holy Spirit, you're awesome. Thank you for comforting us. Thank you for being our helper. And you know exactly what we need help with right now. So we choose to listen to you tonight, Lord, and just bask in your presence and in your glory as you speak to us heart to heart. So, Lord, what do you want to say to us about what's important to you? I hear your heart's cry. I know some of you struggle, and I never created you to struggle at all. I want you to release the things that you've been holding on to for all these years. You weren't made to hold on to them at all, and you know that. So ask me right now how to let go of what you've been holding on to. I'm going to show you very simple and easy steps to live a free life. And that's what you want, don't you? You know, the truth's very important to me. Is it important to you as well? Do you hold the truth close to your heart? You know if you do. So my word says, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. Love is very important to me. Not only the love that I have for you, but the love I have for the world. I did express my love to you when I sent my son as he hung on that cross for you. Can you see him hanging on that cross? Do you see his arms spread out? That's what love looks like. There's no greater love than when one lays down his life for another. Salvation is important to me. How else are you going to come to me except through Jesus? He's not only your Savior and your Lord, but he's your big brother too. Do you know he's interceding for you right now? He wants you to get this. He really does. Do you? Mercy is important to me as well. Have not I extended mercy to you? You did get what you didn't deserve, right? But you didn't get what you really deserved. Now that's mercy. I'm big on forgiveness too. Did you know there's freedom on the other side of forgiveness? When you forgive those that you've held something against, it's not only going to free you, but it's going to free them. But let's start with you. Ask me what I want you to forgive yourself of. Go ahead. You know, forgiveness is free. Did you really earn or deserve the forgiveness that I freely gave you through my Son's blood? No. I just gave it to you. So you can forgive yourself as I have forgiven you. And you can also forgive one another as I have forgiven you. Forgiveness is going to be a key that's going to unlock doors to your freedom. Freedom is something that I desire for you to have. And forgiveness is doable for you as well. So when you forgive yourself or when you forgive someone else, speak blessings over them from now on, because that shows that you have completely forgiven them. You speak well of them. I speak well of you at all times. I've completely forgiven you. I don't remember your sins no more. Hope is important to me as well. I'm giving you hope tonight. Some of you have been feeling hopeless, but I'm giving you hope, something to look forward to in your future, something that you can get excited about. But really, I want you to hope for what I want you to hope for. So ask me what that looks like now. Father, we just thank you for speaking to us. Thank you, Jesus, that we do hear your voice, and you definitely know us, and we choose to follow you. We surrender all. We take up our cross and follow you, Jesus. Thank you for sending Holy Spirit to help us, because we really need it. And Holy Spirit, help us to have such a tight, intimate relationship that we hear you all the time. You don't want us to be double-minded. You want us to be single-minded and to believe and just know that we know that we know that we are hearing your voice. Father, we just thank you for revealing to us today what's important to you. And since it's important to you, it's going to be important to us as well. And we are so looking forward to the hope that you're giving us right now. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory.